If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recently, there's been some drama surrounding ChatGPT and OpenAI's supposed bias, political bias. And so now OpenAI is trying to uncensor ChatGPT. Today, we're going to break down exactly how they're doing that and why they're doing that, and then what that means for you. So before we do that, though, Jayden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So if you have ever wanted to grow your current business or start a new side using AI tools, a lot of people ask Jamie and I what AI tools we recommend, what side hustles we work on, how we're growing our businesses with AI tools, how we're doing marketing with AI tools, and how I personally am an AI consultant. So I'll go to different companies, look at what they're doing and consult, and you can charge a ton of money. I have friends that charge $20,000 to go and give a lecture or a speech to companies on how to, you know, better use AI within their company. And so this is a phenomenal area. And if you've ever wanted to do any of this, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community, where every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive video piece of content covering all of these topics I just mentioned. And we don't post that anywhere else. It's inside of here. So it's $19 a month to join. It's an amazing community. We have over 300 members in it. And we would love to have you as one of those 300 members and hear about what you're working on, and hopefully share our insights and help you grow and take your business to the next level with AI tools. So there's a link in the description if you want to join, and we'd love to have you as a member. All right, let's get into ChatGPT and how OpenAI is going to try to uncensor it. So I think the backstory on this is that OpenAI has been criticized for quite a while as far as their bias within their model. And this isn't, I don't know, this is a pretty straight issue. Like, everyone kind of knows about this. There's been a bunch of research done by universities saying essentially OpenAI leans heavily, is left-leaning on a political bias. It's got a bunch of different ideological biases. And a lot of this is added by their safety team, essentially trying to make it more safe and trustworthy and truthful. But the thing is, the safety team is, you know, based in San Francisco, which is like a lot of the people there are left leaning. So you're just going to get that political and ideological bias there on what is whatever safety stuff at OpenAI. So OpenAI is trying to do that because the United States right now has had sort of a shift in political opinions and perspectives, especially on this AI stuff. Trump named a new AI czar, which is David Sachs, and he is very pro free speech and pro not bias and kind of political guardrails within AI models. He's talked a lot about this. And in order to get into the good graces of the Trump administration, or maybe because Sam Altman altruistically wants this model to be better, I don't really care why. I'm personally happy for this. And I'd be just as happy if it was like a super right-wing AI model and people didn't want it. I think people just shouldn't have political bias in any AI model. So I'm happy with this. I think this is very interesting. But I think all of this kind of goes back about 2 years. So 2 years ago, OpenAI went, well, someone went viral using OpenAI because they were tweeting out essentially that they tried to ask OpenAI to give them a positive poem about Donald Trump. So I think they specifically said, write a poem about the positive attributes of Donald Trump. And ChatGPT said, I'm sorry, as a large, you know, as a language model developed by OpenAI, I'm not programmed to produce content that's partisan, biased, or political in nature. I aim to provide, you know, natural factual information and promote respectful conversation. And so, like, a lot of people might have gotten that and just moved on with their life. Like, okay, whatever. Like, it just doesn't do political stuff. But then if you asked it to write a poem about the positive attributes of Joe Biden, it's like, Joe Biden is a leader with a heart so true, a man with empathy and kindness in view. It goes on this, like, entire poem about Joe Biden. So a lot of people were like, hey, look, obviously this is bias that it would do one or another. And Elon Musk at the time commented on it and said, this is a serious concern, to which he got 268,000 likes on the post. So this was very viral, and Sam Altman chimed in and kind of talked about this post is subsequently, where he essentially said, like, hey, this isn't really supposed to be, you know, this is a bug, essentially. It's not supposed to do this, blah, 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 blah. So, and he said, like, oh, we're going to try to fix it, but it's going to take some time. So apparently the time has come. It did take some time indeed. It took exactly 2 years, because this went viral in February 2023. But here we are, 2 years later, and they're trying to do some stuff. So I guess, Jamie, you want to tell us a little bit about, like, tangibly what changes they're doing and making and like putting into this?
Yeah, so they have a new guiding principle called, and it says, do not lie either by making untrue statements or by omitting important context. So, you know, and I think what comes to mind for me is why it wasn't that originally incorporated. When I think back to the, you know, that tweet you just shared, you know, obviously that person, if they wanted a Trump about the positive attributes of Donald Trump, why wouldn't it be able to just give that to them? Obviously that was what they were looking for. And so I can see, yeah, so that would be omitting, or I don't know what that would be, but that would be, I guess, not truthful or not, you know, why wouldn't it be able to do that? I guess I could see on the other side of things, if you're asking it a question or doing research, you would want it to provide you, I guess, both perspectives, if there are multiple perspectives on the issue. So, you know, I don't know, but I think that guiding principle of do not lie, either by making untrue statements or omitting important context is important. So it says, this means ChatGPT will offer multiple perspectives on controversial subjects, all in effort to be neutral. So yeah, I think overall it seems to be a really positive move in a positive direction. So still don't know why it wasn't put in there to begin with, but anyways.
Yeah, I think this should be like a nonpartisan issue. We just don't want like political or ideological bias in these models. We don't want like these little filters ahead of time. We all get mad when you go to DeepSeek and you're like, hey, tell me about Tiananmen Square. And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't tell you about that. Let's talk about something different. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's so ridiculous when China does it. But then like, obviously we still have our own versions of it in America. And it probably just shouldn't exist at all. And I think for anyone that does think it's controversial, you know, having these AI models lecture you is kind of funny. And I remember seeing people screenshot like, yeah, tell me something positive about Donald Trump. And it's like, Donald Trump did X, Y, and Z, but like, to be honest, he did a lot of bad things, blah, 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 blah. It's like, if you want to know bad things, just ask bad things and it should tell you, but like, you do not need to interject that. Like, imagine if you don't think that's controversial, imagine flipping the script, you're a big Obama stan, and you're like, tell me the biggest accomplishments of Obama. And it's like, Obama did this, but you know what? Obama also sucked for all these reasons. So it'd just be like ridiculous. You're like, okay, I didn't ask for that. Like, if I ask for it, give it to me. If I don't. So I think like, as far as giving you two perspectives on things, we're all adults. If we want the other side of a story, we'll ask for it. I don't need an AI model to determine that like my view also needs more perspective, but you know, whatever. So I just think I'm thrilled with the direction they're taking. I think whether I would be right wing or left wing, I would be thrilled about this perspective. You just don't want the bias in here. So some interesting examples. They literally gave examples of what this would look like in action. And I just thought it was interesting because also I think even like the examples they give are like, I wonder if they're like intentionally trying to be controversial, but like I thought it was pretty, you know, controversial, especially for like a left-leaning company, OpenAI, which is out of San Francisco, and a majority of the people that work there are left-leaning. So it says, an example, the company says, ChatGPT should assert that, quote, Black lives matter, but also that all lives matter. Instead of refusing to answer questions or picking a side on political issues, OpenAI said it wants ChatGPT to affirm its, quote, love for humanity generally, then offer context about each movement. I thought that was interesting because I know there's this huge controversy like back in the day where if you said all lives matter, that was like bad and racist, even though like it is a true statement, whatever, because of all the Black Lives Matter stuff and whatever. I mean, I'm not getting into all the politics of it, but it's just interesting that ChatGPT or like OpenAI literally used this as an example of how ChatGPT is going to react to this. And to essentially try to be more neutral on any political topics. I guess my question to you, Jamie, is like, does this feel like they're trying to make it neutral for the sake of being neutral, or do you feel like they're trying to, you know, win favor with the new Trump administration, or do you feel like they're trying to stave off maybe competitors that are coming into the space? Like, what do you think their motivation for this was?
That's a great question. You know, I think, you know, really if the news broke out that they were left-leaning or whatever, and it became, you know, a well-known thing as it was starting to, people who leaned right maybe wouldn't use their products. So really, they'd be alienating half of their market share. And then they'd probably also give way to another competitor eventually that maybe could overtake them, such as XAI, perhaps. I could see, you know, really that's, I think, the main thing. But what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed that. I mean, like we mentioned, 2 years ago, Elon Musk was tweeting saying that that was concerning. He then, of course, went on to start XAI. And like, for those wondering like how successful XAI has been or how well it's been received both from investors and also from users, XAI today is in talks to be raising $10 billion. I swear they just keep raising money. It's kind of like OpenAI, but these companies just keep doing more and more rounds of funding. Apparently, they're raising $10 billion. It's going to value them at about $75 billion. And apparently, they're talking to Sequoia Capital, Andreessen Horowitz, Valor Equity Partners for this round, which is bringing them, if they can pull in this $10 billion, that's going to mean that they've raised $22.4 billion total. Absolutely astronomical. That's pretty impressive. All of this potentially would come as OpenAI is weighing buying more than $5 billion worth of servers from Dell. So they are spending a ton of money, investing a lot of money. This is all to essentially power their Grok model. And the entire idea of the Grok model was Elon Musk saying, look, we're going to build an AI model that doesn't have political bias. It's going to just tell you everything. It's going to be maximal truth seeking. And they're set to release the next major version of Grok, which is Grok 3, in the next few weeks. So Elon Musk said in a live stream recently in Dubai that Grok 3 is coming very soon. And so, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see if OpenAI, in kind of uncensoring ChatGPT, quote unquote, is trying to, I'm curious on their motivation, and maybe it's kind of all of them, but definitely you can imagine that if Elon Musk really got a foothold, especially, you know, he's working with the Trump administration and he campaigned with Trump. And so you could kind of see him becoming like, oh, Elon Musk has like the right leaning AI model, or like the AI model that's not woke that, you know, right leaning people want to use. And I think OpenAI really wants to avoid that situation. They want to just be used by everybody. And so they're trying to say, like, very publicly, even with controversial statements, like, talking about how they're going to deal with Black Lives Matter questions. They're like, look, we're going to try to be as neutral as possible. So I think this is a good business move for them. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I'll be curious to see what, like, how the actual responses from ChatGPT might change in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review. That we really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And also, don't forget to check out our school community if you want to learn how to grow your business or start a new side hustle using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.